Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Ryans. This episode's going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's October 16th, 1942, and the title is Indian Trouble. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger.
With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come along, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! Hi-yo, Silver! Hi!
Deep in a valley where not long before Indians wearing war paint had carried death and destruction to the settlers, stood a tall figure who wore a white hat and a black mask. Beside him knelt a grave-faced Indian dressed in buckskin. Their eyes were fastened on footprints in the ground.
How many men would you say passed here, Tonto?
Maybe 15. 20 men. Make tracks.
This water hole's a long way from the Apache village. What do you suppose they were doing here?
You think them fellas Injuns?
These footprints were made by moccasins, Kemosabe.
That's right.
Moccasins mean Indians. The nearest village is more than 25 miles from here. That means the Apaches have broken their pact with the ranchers. After the government troops put down the last uprising, the Apaches were given certain land for their own. Land where the ranchers couldn't go.
Land plenty good for cattle, plenty of water.
Yes, Tonto. Good fertile soil in which they could live in security and comfort. The Apaches agreed to remain on their land if the ranchers didn't trouble them.
You think Injuns break agreement, huh?
I hope not. If they have, it may mean another border war.
Injuns not break pact.
No?
Injuns not leave land. Them not prints of Injuns.
Tonto, you mean that men wearing Indian clothes made those footprints?
When white man walk, him turn toe out. Injun turn toe in.
Yes. The toes of these prints are pointing out.
That right?
Why would a band of men masquerade as Indians?
Me not know.
No, aye, Kemosabe. But unless they're stopped, they'll stir up trouble between the ranchers and the Apaches.
And what we do?
Well, White Cloud, the Apache's chief, is a friend of yours. Perhaps he can give us a clue to this masquerade. At any rate, he must be warned.
Here, Silver.
Here, Scout.
Easy, big fella. We'd better hurry, Tonto. Trouble may be on the way.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver.
The masked man and his Indian friend rode toward the Apache village. Several ranchers gathered before the sheriff's office in Valley City.
I tell you, boys, it was Indians.
Sure it was Indians.
Blackie's right, boys. He showed me where they left their moccasin prints at the waterhole.
How many were there?
Whole band of them.
What I can't figure is what they're doing so close to town.
Yeah, thought they agreed to stay in their own land.
Ain't nobody been over there disturbing the Redskins, has there, Blackie?
I don't know.
We might have known them Injuns wouldn't stick to the agreement we signed.
They looked like they meant trouble, boys. They were acting careful not to let anyone see them.
Say, what do you suppose stirred them Redskins up?
Them Injuns don't need stirring up. It's in their blood. Reckon they left their own land just to see what mischief they could get into, the doggone coyotes.
Yeah, well, I reckon you're right, Blackie.
Maze Martin rode over to the Apache village to see if he could spot the trouble.
That ain't so smart, Blackie.
If Mace went looking for trouble, he's liable to get it.
Now, hold on, boys. He's doing it in your interests. Them Redskins are on the warpath.
Mace is riding this way now.
What'd you find out, Mace?
Yeah. Tell us about them blasted Redskins, Mace. They going on the warpath?
You didn't go into the Injun village, did you, Mace?
You think I want my scalp lifted? I just rode up on the hill and looked around. There's going to be trouble with them. I don't want to start it.
What's hitching them critters, Mace?
Well, from what I could see, they're hungry.
Hungry?
Yeah.
They've got plenty of beef on their land.
You mean they had?
What do you mean by that, Mace?
Well, most of the Injuns' cattle have disappeared.
Disappeared?
Yeah. Well, I couldn't see hide nor hair of them anywhere. Just a few scrawny steers resting around the water hole.
That's bad.
Yeah. No telling what them Redskins will do now. Maybe they think we stole them.
That means they'll be raiding our cattle.
Maybe that's what that band of Apaches you saw was planning on, Blackie.
Yeah, they're hungry enough to do anything to get food.
Now, we'd better get back to our ranches and keep our eyes peeled for them Injuns, boys. Looks like they're going to make trouble.
Guess you're right, Seth. Let's go, boys. Come on.
Mace.
Huh?
Yeah? We put it over.
Not quite, Blackie.
What do you mean?
Jeff Carson wasn't in that crowd, and he's got the biggest herd of longhorns in the state.
Yeah, that's right.
We'll ride out to his ranch now and make sure he hears about the likelihood of the Injuns rustling cattle just the same as the others.
And, incidentally, learning where the old codger stations his guards on the herd. Huh, mate?
Right, Blackie.
It's a slick scheme, Mace. Listen, like Injuns says the Apaches will take the rap for cattle rustling while we take the cash.
Yeah. Come on, get up there.
Racing through the valley, the Lone Ranger riding his powerful white stallion, and Tonto astride his sturdy paint, climbed the rocky mountain which separated the rancher's land from the Apaches. At last, they looked down on the rich green plain and the Indians' village.
Well, this is Indian territory now, Tonto.
Ah.
As soon as the horses got their second wind, we'll ride to the village.
Okay, Masabi. You look there.
Yes. That's strange. The cattle around the water hole are all lying on their sides.
Ah. And they be sick, huh?
I'm afraid it's even worse, Tonto. Those steers are lying perfectly still. Come on, Silver.
Get them out to scout.
Oh, Silver. My suspicion was right, Tonto. These steers are dead. I'm going to test the water. Just as I thought, this water hole has been poisoned.
Oh, that's plenty bad.
Must have killed many more steers besides these, Tonto. Look how thin the herd is. This water has been pure for years. There's no way it could be poisoned. Unless...
What you think?
Unless men poisoned it.
That's right.
Listen.
Apaches beat war drums.
What does that rhythm mean, Tonto?
Mean White Cloud hold war council.
War council?
Then
White Cloud must suspect the ranchers of poisoning the water.
And that mean war.
Yes, Tonto. The Apaches break the agreement by leaving their land. There certainly will be trouble.
What we do?
We'll go to that war council, Kemosabe. We've got to prevent White Cloud from attacking the ranchers.
While Mace and Blackie talked with Jeff Carson at the latter's Bar Q Ranch, while their eyes flickered greedily over his huge herd.
So the Indians broke the treaty, eh?
Yeah, they didn't know, Mr. Carson. We saw a band of Redskins just out of town. They was riding in the direction of your ranch.
Their ranch?
Well, we figured they planned to rustle some of your herd, Mr. Carson, to make up for the cattle they lost.
What makes you think they'll come here?
Your ranch is the biggest in the state.
Yes, even coyotes. If they come near the Bar Q, I'll give them a present they won't forget.
What can you do? You ain't got so many guards as you might have, Mr.
Yeah, maybe ain't got many, Blackie. But I got them well placed. Now that I know they're coming, I'll be ready with a welcoming party.
They'll probably come in from the north, Mr. Carson.
That's what I figured. If they come at all, they'll come in there.
You mean you'll put all your men on that side?
Well, most of them, Blackie.
Well, what'll you do about the rest of the range?
Well, I figure Hank and Drury can hold down the east side. Be a cinch for Trigger to guard the side along Manfrey's land.
That still leaves one side unguarded, Mr. Carson.
Yeah, the side facing town.
What are you planning to do about that?
Well, who's going to be fool enough to place himself between my ranch buildings and the sheriff's men in town?
I guess you're right, Mr. Carson.
But as long as you're concerned about it, Blackie, just to be on the safe side, I'll put old Mac along there.
Old Mac?
Well, he can still ride a horse and fire a gun enough to scare off some redskins.
Yeah, that's so, Mr. Carson.
What's more, I got things arranged so I'll not only keep my cattle, but capture any rustler that puts foot on my ranch, especially Injuns.
Yeah?
See, my men have orders not to show themselves till the rustlers get on my land. And the boys can surround the critters and rope them easy.
Well, that ought to work.
It's a cinch to.
Yeah, I guess you'll teach them Injuns a lesson, Mr. Carson.
Yeah, I guess I will at that, Blackie. Well, I got to tell the boys. Well, thanks for the news.
No, no, don't mention it, Mr. Carson. Get up, Tina. Come on, get up. We found out what we wanted to know, Mace.
We'll get the gang and then rustle them steers tonight.
And the only moss on that'll be posted to stop us be old Mac.
Say, sure would like to see Carson's face when he finds that redskin sneaked a whole herd of cattle right out from under his nose. Get up there.
In the center of a circle of squatting, hostile Indians stood the Lone Ranger and Tonto near the council fire. Finally, White Cloud, the Apache's wise old chief, spoke.
What white stranger want here?
White Cloud, I've come to ask you and your braves to keep peace with the ranchers.
Yeah. Ranchers break agreement, not want peace.
Them want war.
Oh, wait! The ranchers did not poison the water hole.
White stranger, friend of ranchers. Speak with forked tongue.
Yes, I am the friend of the ranchers, but I'm equally the friend of the Apaches.
Many cattle die by poison water. Some braves die, too.
You mean Indians have been poisoned from drinking the same water?
Now we make war on ranchers.
No, wait! White Cloud, I speak the truth when I say the ranchers did not poison the water. I have reason to believe it was done by men masquerading as Indians.
White stranger, wear black false face. Speak with false tongue.
No. The Apaches have a saying, White Cloud, that a false tongue betrays a false heart, a heart which quakes with fear.
Is that right?
If I prove to you that my heart is brave, would you believe that my tongue speaks true?
What do you mean?
40 feet from me is a post. In front of it, Tonto will toss a feather. I will pin the floating feather to the post by hurling this knife.
White stranger, he big fool.
Or maybe he big brave.
You agree, White Cloud?
What if white stranger fails?
If I fail, I'm your prisoner. Do with as you like.
White Cloud, give him word.
All right, Tonto. Ready, Kimosabe?
I'm ready.
All right.
Now.
Paleface, throw knife at speed of light. Eye of lynx.
Knife pin feather to post.
White changers, heap big chief. What do you ask of White Cloud?
All I ask, White Cloud, is that you give Tonto and me time to capture the outlaws who poison the water hole.
Many cattle die. My people hungry. White Cloud give till tomorrow sundown. Then Apache go on warpath.
Until sundown, then. Here, Silver.
Yes, Count.
Be
ready.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Count.
Hail, Silver. Hi.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. That night, Jeff Carson was convinced that if Indians raided his cattle, his plans for guarding the herd would not only prevent the theft of the stock, but would capture the rustlers as well.
Slim, where are you?
I'm over here, boss.
Any sign of them Redskins yet?
No, not yet, Mr. Carson. Everything's been quiet around here.
You don't think they'd try the other side, do you?
Well, I don't reckon so, boss.
We should come ahead if they're coming and get it over with. Seems like we've been waiting for them Redskins most of the night.
Yeah.
You know, the north side is a logical place for them to try.
Boss, listen. Someone coming now.
It's in a hurry, too.
You don't suppose it's them Redskins, do you, boss? If it is, I better...
It couldn't be, Slim. Maybe one horse coming. Who is it?
Oh, boy.
Is that you, Connie?
Here.
Hey, what's up?
Boss, old Mac didn't meet me at the corner like he was supposed to.
What's wrong?
I don't know, but something must be.
Maybe he fell asleep, boss.
He might have at that, Slim. Old Mac's not as young as he used to be.
That was a gunshot, boss.
Yeah, where'd it come from?
Over in old Mac's direction.
Maybe it's the engines.
Well, don't stand there gawking, Slim. Get a moving on.
Come on, Slim. Let's go.
What about this here north side?
Never mind,
boss?
About that. Come on.
Come on. Get up there.
Get up
there.
Get up there. Get up there.
Sounds like old Mac's found himself in a mess of trouble.
Show it up.
Never mind the gab. Just ride.
Get up, boy.
Get up there.
Well, they're rustling the cattle, boss.
Yeah, they won't get far.
Come on, horse.
Get up. Sounds like they're over there. Near the corral.
Yeah, they came in the side facing town.
Yeah, the side of just old Mac on
top. They're going fast.
You can't hardly see
hurry,
them.
Hurry, get after them.
There's something ahead on the ground.
Looks like a man.
Injun?
You can't tell you, boss.
It looks like old Mac. Go, boy.
Oh, there. It is Mac. Oh, there. Mac.
Mac, you hurt?
Boss, he's dead.
Dead? I can't be. Mac! I bless their ornery hides. They'll pay for this, the yellow-livered coyotes.
They're getting away, boy.
They're after them.
It was the engines, all right. I saw them.
I'll get them for this, mark my words.
Come on, boy.
Get up there. Come on. They went that way, boss.
You can still see the ducks.
They're traveling fast, too. We're gaining on them.
Faster, horse. Faster.
You can see them now, boss.
Yeah, shoot at them.
They're getting away.
Don't let them.
It's no use, boss. They're going out of range.
Yeah, we'll never catch them.
I will catch them. We'll track them in the morning, this thief and polecats.
Early the next day, from their camp in a clearing in the woods, the Lone Ranger and Tonto heard the sound of several horsemen.
That's a posse, Tonto.
Ah, and them ride with plenty gun.
That posse can be heading only one place, the Indian village.
Ah.
I'm going to talk to them and find out what's happened. You ride to White Cloud. Warn him of the ranchers coming and remind him of his pledge not to make war until sundown.
Ah, here, Scout.
Wait for me at the Indian waterhole.
Ah, Tonto's heavy. Get him up, Scout.
Here, Silver. Silver, old boy. I don't know what we can do to stall that posse. We've got to keep them from attacking the Indians and breaking the peace. Come on, big fella.
Hold up there. I want to talk to you men. Oh, Silver, poor boy, poor.
This is the sheriff's posse?
Good, eight. I take care of my own quarrels.
Who are you?
And I'm asking you the same question, mister. What's the idea of that mask?
There's a pact that forbids trespassing on Indian territory. Is that where you're going?
It sure is. Them Redskins broke the pact when they stole my cattle last night.
What? Stole your cattle?
That's right, mister. I'm Jeff Carson, the Bar Q Ranch. These are my waddies. One of my men was shot. Them Indians done it.
Yeah, and we're aiming to square things.
Yeah. And in case they're friends of yours, mister, don't let your fingers hang so too close to them six guns.
Carson, who told you the Indians stole your cattle?
We seen them. We waited until this morning to track them. The varmint's trail is heading straight for the village.
I reckon they're aiming to replace the steers that disappeared with the ones they stole.
You saw the tracks of these men?
Sure enough. Unshod horses, moccasins' feet.
Why would the men dismount and leave footprints?
I don't know.
What reason would rustlers have for dismounting from their horses?
Well, that don't make no difference, stranger. Now just stand aside and let...
fast, mister, or you'll be stopping a slug.
Isn't it possible, Carson, that outlaws stole your cattle?
In moccasins?
Yes, in moccasins and dressed as Indians. To deceive you into blaming the Apaches.
Maybe. But I ain't counting on it.
That's why those men dismounted and left tracks. They wanted you to blame the Indians.
Stand aside, mister.
Now,
get out of the way or we'll gun you down.
Carson, Most of the Indians' cattle has been poisoned. They suspect the ranchers.
What's it?
White Cloud, the Apache's chief, has promised me not to break the peace treaty before sundown. They give me a chance to capture the outlaws.
You mean...
Yes, I want your word not to break the agreement by trespassing on Indian territory until sundown.
It's a trick, Mr. Carson.
And there's a clearing in the woods. You can camp there.
Well, I don't know. I helped draw up that pact. I wouldn't want to be the first to break it.
Well, the cattle's probably at the village now.
If that's true, both the Indians and the cattle will still be there at sundown.
He's right, boys. You have my word, stranger. We'll camp in the clearing till sundown.
Good. Until sundown. Come on, Silver.
Urging his great white stallion ahead, the masked man rode to meet Tonto at the Indian waterhole.
Oh, Silver, oh, big fellow. Whoa. Tonto.
The posse claims Indians stole cattle from them last night. They promised not to enter the village until sundown.
Oh, that bad. Indians got cattle here.
They have? Where did they get them?
Get cattle from fellows who sell them.
They bought the steers?
Ah.
What brand?
Carson brand.
Bought them. They'll never make the posse believe that, Tonto. That's enough evidence to start a range war.
And what we do?
We'll ride to the village and borrow some of White Cloud's braves. Then we'll trail the men who sold the cattle. We must be back with the proof before sundown. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I'll Silver! Away!
Half day's journey from the Apache's village, a band of outlaws rode leisurely along a dusty trail. At their head were Blackie and Mace.
Hey, what do you find so funny, Blackie?
The way we rustled them steers right out from under Jeff Carson's nose and sold them to the Indians.
We sure sold a lot of them.
Yeah. Now we'll move on to the next Indian village and repeat the same trick.
I reckon by now that the ranchers and the Indians are shooting it out to see who owns the cattle, huh?
Hey, who's that coming?
I don't know, but they're coming mighty fast.
Why, it's Indians.
It's a masked man leading them.
Come on, boys, ride!
Get up there! Get up there! Get up there! Get up there! They're gaining on us!
Shoot it out!
The masked man.
I got him in my gun sights. Oh, my hand.
I'm getting out of here.
Look out, he's throwing a rope.
Hey! Oh, Silver, hold me for the bow.
Hey, you dragged me off the horse.
What do you want with us, stranger?
I want you and your gang for cattle rustling and trying to start a range war. Hey, these two on their horses, Tonto.
Hunter's happy.
We let the braves take care of the rest of the gang. Gotta get these men back to the Indians' village before the Apaches and the posse begin fighting. All right, you two, get moving.
Get him out
of the town.
Come on, Silver.
Was sinking in the west when the Lone Ranger and Tonto, herding their sullen prisoners before them, met with White Cloud and Jeff Carson for a showdown.
Oh, Silver, hold me close.
Hey, what are they being held prisoners for?
Them men sell cattle to Indians.
Oh, it's a lie, Mr. Carson.
Mr. Carson, these men dressed as Indians and stole your cattle, then sold the steers to the Apache.
No, it's a frame-up.
Well, you still got to prove your point, stranger.
You want proof that they're outlaws?
White Cloud want proof, too.
Tonto, is there water in your canteen? Mine's dry.
Can I have a drink of that water? I've been swallowing dust all day.
Sure. Here's water, Blackie. Take a big drink.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
Oh, throat was so dry I could hardly...
Hey, Gabe, give me a crack at that canteen.
Certainly, Mace. Here.
Thanks. Sure feels good.
This water was taken from the Indian water hole. Aren't you afraid of being poisoned?
No, that poison wouldn't last more than a couple of days.
I thought arsenic poisoned water longer.
Arsenic?
Blackie, you fool, you've been drinking arsenic.
No, it can't be.
No, you said it was...
Shut up, you fool.
What did you use to poison the water, Blackie?
Well,
if it was arsenic, we're dying. Get a doctor.
It wasn't arsenic, Mace. You betrayed yourself that time.
Well, you tricked us.
You drank that water because you poisoned it. Knew that by now the water was pure again.
No, it's a lie.
You poisoned the water so the Indians would be short of beef. Would have to buy the stolen cattle you brought them.
Them got cash in pocket.
You knew Carson's men would raid the village when they suspected the Indians of stealing their cattle. There'd be no time for explanations tracing the theft to you. There'd be war.
You low down coyotes, is that true?
No, Mr. Carson.
Let's search him.
Here's the money these men had, Carson. The Indians need cattle, and they've paid for them.
They can keep them, stranger. If it hadn't been for you and your Indian friend, the pact between the ranchers and the Apaches would have gone up in gun smoke. Hey, White Cloud?
That right.
Here's a hangman's noose waiting for you, too, for killing old Mac.
Oh, it was Mace's idea, not mine.
No, you lie, Blackie. You thought of it from the first.
Shut up! Stranger, where he's gone?
White stranger ride white horse with speed of light.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Like and rate it in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.